This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I think I have a good one, and I don't think it's necessarily a spiritually depressing thing, or what would be a good way to phrase how I do things, Chelsea? Sad. I don't think it's sad in the same way they're usually sad.
No, they're more soul-crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could find a better source for this, but just because I couldn't find a source that we would normally go with, just, like, take into account how serious this thing is, because I had the options of Daily Mail, New York Post, or the Times of India, and I'm going with the Times of India.
Okay. I was like, not another iPhone in Canada.
Yeah. Even they're not covering it, Chelsea.
I'm surprised you went with it then, to be honest.
This is on January 5th. It came from the TOI, Times of India Trending Desk, which I don't think that's somebody who can write. So I don't know who wrote this article. Still a better source than the New York Post, though.
Okay.
Article title.
Like where this is going.
Mysterious toxic fog sparks health concerns and conspiracy theories across the U.S. A mysterious thick fog. Go ahead.
I haven't heard of this anywhere at all.
Yeah.
Except
the Times of India, of course. Written by an anonymous source.
Okay.
A mysterious thick fog with burning chemical-like smell has enveloped parts of the U.S., sparking conspiracy theories in social media and health concerns among local residents who have reportedly developed symptoms like sneezing, stomach cramps, and feverishness. Also, coincidentally, this is also flu season, so just...
I was gonna say, I've had those all recently.
Yeah. Social media is abuzz with posts wondering if it is part of a terrorist plot or a government experiment. Other conspiracy theories worry about it being a chemical weapon, and some suspect it connects with the mysterious drone sightings that occurred in December. By the way, I do think we have to, like, clear up this elephant in the room here. The drone sightings. They've been happening. We have a moral obligation only to cover fringe topics, which means... if normal people are talking about it, it's past a fringe topic. We can't cover the drones. That's our sacred oath that we took as podcast hosts here.
It says it right in the name. We cannot continue podcasting if we were to cover it.
Yeah, like we get our license taken away. So
yeah, and that's not made up at all. No,
that is not. Totally serious. We do have kind of a gut check on it, and specifically people who talk to us, if they bring up these topics, then we cannot talk about it. So that's where, that's basically
some
where it
cuts down. Some of them don't understand why. Because they don't even listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
it happened today.
Okay, that's why. You're not going to hear about the drones until way down the line from here.
Yeah.
The sightings caught the attention of netizens when a flurry of posts appeared around spotting a mysterious fog on December 29th. Soon, many people claimed to have detected a chemical-like odor and that it led to flu-like symptoms. Many dubbed it Fogvid, reporting unexplained loss of energy. A Florida resident told the Daily Mail that they started experiencing a series of symptoms after being outside in the fog for just 10 minutes. Quote, within about an hour, I kept sneezing over and over for about 3 hours, and my eyes were really puffy. I got very warm, and I felt like I had a fever, and my stomach was cramping, end quote, claimed an unnamed Floridian. A family in Colorado...
with the Florida people.
Oh, yeah, they're true to their word.
You are.
There's one thing you can't accuse a Floridian of. It's embellishing anything.
Yep.
A family in Colorado shared their experience suspecting that the sore throats, lethargy, and stomach upset they were experiencing isn't due to food poisoning as they had earlier believed, but the effects of the fog. A resident
of St. Widespread is the fog?
I don't know. It's Colorado and Florida, apparently. It's going to keep going,
They're
though.
Pretty far apart.
Yeah. A resident of St. Petersburg, Florida, said the fog left a quote-unquote toxic taste in his mouth. Quote, I am sick with a fever, body aches, vomiting, and can't breathe. In the Minneapolis area, I know this is related to the fog, since when is there fog in Minneapolis in December? End quote, said a user. Quote, this fog isn't natural. There's something off about it. Too dense. Too controlled. I've seen enough to recognize patterns, and this feels engineered. End quote, said another. I love these sources.
Oh, boy.
Conspiracy theories abound around the mysterious fog. A video clipping posted on X shows a flurry of particles floating in the fog. The users suspect it's no usual weather phenomenon, but a sort of bioweapon. A Daily Mail report mentioned that the incidents bear an uncanny resemblance to, quote, Operation Sea Spray, unquote, a covert biological warfare experiment carried out by the U.S. Navy in 1950. Serratia marcescens and Bacillus globigi bacteria were sprayed over the San Francisco Bay Area at the time to ascertain how vulnerable a large American city may be to a bioweapon attack. At least one American died and 10 others were seriously sickened due to this. According to the Daily Mail, people on X are speculating that the government, quote, dumped a bunch of microbes on the country this week in the form of fog, end quote. Quote,
in the form of fog.
Yes, it tastes and smells like after setting off a lot of fireworks that sulfur smell, end quote, one TikTok user wrote, adding that it is, quote, freaking me out, end quote. Coincidentally, this was over the new year when there were fireworks everywhere. Fog, a cloud of tiny water droplets or ice crystals near the Earth's surface, forms when the air temperature... We do not need to know this. You guys freaking know how fog works. Industrial emissions, vehicle exhaust, chemical releases, or natural toxins like volcanic gases introduce harmful substances into the atmosphere. Moisture in the air combines with these pollutants. Water droplets in the fog can absorb and react with toxic chemicals, creating acidic and hazardous particles. There can be ill effects of toxic smog, and they list them. Respiratory issues, cardiovascular problems, eye and throat irritation, weakened immune systems, and neurological effects. And with that, they end the article. So yeah, like I said, nobody really of repute is covering this. And there's really not a lot Florida other than weird speculation on X.
It's just Florida man and TikTok.
What?
Has anyone considered that this may have possibly just been fog?
May have just been fog, and maybe people are just getting sick because it's a particularly bad flu season. Who knows? Yeah. One speculation I heard, because the word fogvid is being thrown around on X right now, is basically within the manosphere and a lot of right-wing groups. There's been a lot of push on like weird health things. Like, obviously, with RFK Jr. coming in, there's the anti-vax stuff. Also, the seed oils are apparently bad, so people have been dropping them. People are switching to the meat-only diet and eating organ meat to stay healthy. And they're still getting sick. So they're going down other conspiracy holes to explain how they're still getting sick.
I'm looking at the fogvid hashtag. I don't know. The first one is Toronto, and it's clearly snow. I don't know that people know what
snow
and headlights look like.
I in fact think it might just be the mundane. People are getting sick, and conspiracy theorists need a way to push it to not just be them getting sick, because the things they've been told won't get them sick. Of course, it's also not that big of a thing. So, but I guess I don't know if you. Oh, go ahead.
Maybe Will Cock is live. I'm gonna put my phone away so that I don't just open that up.
But yeah, I'd take it with what it is. Like, it's the Daily Mail, the New York Post, and the Times of India that I was able to find this on. They had no actual sources. They talked to no people in the scientific community or the public service.
And no Epoch Times or iPhoneinCanada.ca. So...
No, even they're not covering it. We should do an Epoch Times article too. I don't think we ever have.
Yeah, we should. I've done one, you know, I have by accident.
Yeah, you did. And that's how we got those episodes.
Yeah. You're welcome.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, if you're going to go through fog, hold your breath, I guess. And let this, like, if you're worried about this, worry about regulations on the environmental impact of pollution there. You're welcome. Talk to your congresspeople or whoever you can in the next 48 hours. Get back here. We'll regroup. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.